1914, the year the world ended. Written by Paul Hamm and read by Robert Meldrum. Pause to reflect on what had been decided that day. Seven officials, newly empowered by the German promise of support, had agreed to force war on Serbia through a diplomatic con, without delay and without the findings of the investigation into the assassination of Franz Ferdinand. They would do so by drafting an ultimatum, deliberately worded as to be unacceptable. They refused to consider moderate alternatives, such as diplomatic demands or economic sanctions. The assassination had little actual bearing on these discussions, other than as a catalyst, barely mentioned. These men wanted war, were desperate for it, for deeper reasons. The destruction of Pan-Slavism and the preservation of the empire. Sarajevo merely served as a public justification. In sum, they had embarked on an exercise in diplomatic deception that, they knew, could bring total war to Europe. They proceeded safe in the knowledge that Germany would always be at their side, especially in the event of Russia's intervention. An important distinction. These were Austria-Hungary's war aims. It did not follow that Germany shared them. Germany hoped and expected at this point that the war would be confined to the Balkans. Neither Bethmann Hollweg nor the Kaiser wanted a pan-European war. They did not, in early July, plan to destroy Europe to gain an empire. "I do not believe in any serious warlike development," the Kaiser told Eduard von Kappel, the admiral of the fleet, before departing on his Baltic cruise on the 6th of July. "The Tsar," he added, "will not place himself on the side of regicides. Besides, neither Russia nor France is prepared for war." Bethmann Hollweg and Foreign Minister Jago felt the same, as did other civilian leaders. Germany failed to transmit these concerns to Vienna. It fatefully gave the Austro-Hungarians the freedom to do as they wished in the Balkans. The blank check, being blank, imposed no limits or conditions and sent no sign that Berlin hoped to localize the war. Sozjeni Marek's telegram, as we've seen, urged lenience but sat ignored in a drawer. The German curse of the blank check drove Austria-Hungary to ignore the Council of Restraint and act with extreme prejudice in all its dealings with Belgrade.